Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan, did you see this new short plate?
I have not seen the new short plate.
Yeah, Brian emailed us to short plate. Somebody in the great state
now the
of
short plate. Yeah. Do I get two sides with that? Do I get to pick two sides?
Yeah, it's a lot like
okay. I'll take the short plate and I'll do the rice pilaf.
Yeah.
And the green salad. You know what? Fries. Give me the fries. I've been good this week.
Okay, so Dave of Tucson, Arizona.
Yes.
Took a photograph, and some years ago, on Jordan, Jesse, Go, we had our guest Steve Agee on the program, a friend of the program.
Right.
And the subject of inscrutable, ununderstandable nonsense phrases on license plates came up.
Right.
And my friend Jordan Morris, who you know quite well.
That's me, sure.
He said, well, it wasn't, at least it didn't say something like, I don't know, full chort.
Sure, yeah.
At which point, Steve Agee and I laughed literally until we were physically ill.
Sure, yeah. Yeah. Well, we needed to fill time. We didn't have that much content on the show, so we're like, well.
Not like most weeks when we've got a long list of content we got to cut guests. We got to get the first of all, we got to get in the news.
Right.
Second of all, of course, weather and sports.
Weather and sports.
Third of all,
local interest.
Fourth, we got that what do you call it? Rhythmic gymnastics portion.
Mm-hmm.
Got that segment coming
up. It's a packed show usually, but yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the girl from my high school who used to do rhythmic gymnastics at lunchtime, but she didn't know how to do rhythmic gymnastics?
Well, I mean, I think that's inspiring. I think that's inspiring.
Her vision of what
your tone has a little bit of mockery in it, but I think that's
be.
Great. I say do. Hey, if you're out there, kids, if you're out there, don't listen to Jesse. Do rhythmic gymnastics whether you know how to or not.
She also did a monologue from Double Dragon the movie.
Yeah.
God bless her.
Hmm.
And she wrote an erotic poem about Elvis the Pelvis Stoico.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you went to high school with Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah.
The Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah. So anyway.
Yes.
So so we know there's at least one full chort license plate.
Mm-hmm.
And better than that, it's on a Porsche.
Is it?
Yeah. So
how do we know that?
Because I've seen it in real life.
Really? Where?
It came to Max FunCon one time here in California.
How do they spell it?
F. U-L-C-H-R-T, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's because of the show.
And it's because of Jordan Jesse Go.
I had no idea.
But this is years ago. He has probably gotten a more dignified license plate in the years since.
Sure.
I can't promise you that he's continued to maintain the
whatever the like seven letterification of Eaton ain't cheating. ETN. Hey. I don't know how you could do it. Anyway, hey, hit us up on Twitter if you know how to put Eatin' Ain't Cheatin' onto a license plate.
I mean, my first reaction to that is, my first thought, decal.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Calvin peeing on it for some reason.
Yeah.
Calvin thinks eating is cheating.
Dave from Tucson, Arizona. Of course, you know Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave.
Well, that dude feels about eating.
Dave from Tucson, Arizona, was in Flagstaff, Arizona, which isn't entirely. He was out of his comfort zone.
Yeah, Dave.
To be honest,
you're Tucson, Dave. What are you doing in Flagstaff, motherfucker? Yeah. Get the fuck out of there!
What colors was he flying? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, run shame.
Shit could go down.
Sure, watch out for the Flagstaff Crips.
So anyway,
yes,
he was in Flagstaff, Arizona, and he happened to see. I'm not here to buzz market motor vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my job.
No, sure.
We're not getting paid for this, but look, my wife owns one, a Honda Odyssey. There,
whoa.
I said it. A white Honda Odyssey, California plates.
Okay.
In fact, I'm looking at the license plate frame right now from right here in Southern California, Simi Valley.
Oh, my gosh.
Special shout out to First Honda in Simi Valley, California.
Oh, that's a beautiful Honda dealership.
Now I
that's
did
a
get
beautiful Honda dealership.
I did get paid for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they gave
but not me.
They gave me
just you.
No, I got two free sides.
Oh, okay. What did you pick?
I went with the green salad because I've been a little naughty this week.
Yeah.
And then I had hash browns.
Well, I don't think that. Okay, whatever. You do you, man. Whatever the side you fucking want to, I don't care.
Anyway, as we mentioned, there's already someone with the license plate full chort.
Yeah.
This license plate is just chort.
Just chort, huh?
Just chort. So we don't know
what.
It's possible, Jordan.
Yeah.
It's conceivable. Could be partial chort.
Well. Not, I
but
mean,
there is chort present.
Sure, there's some chort.
Yeah.
What could chort mean other than it being a nonsense phrase that we say on the show? Is it like
a cross between a shirt and a chicken?
A chicken shirt?
No, it couldn't. A port.
No, yeah.
It could be a cross between a port and a chicken.
That would be a shirt.
Like a dessert wine.
Right.
Made partly from chicken.
Okay. It has a little savory.
Chicken broth.
A little savory.
Chicken broth and sweet wine. Could be a chort.
Well, if you're out there in Simi Valley and you got the plate because you're a fan of the show, drive that Honda Odyssey on down here.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at it.
Yeah.
How far is L.A. from Simi Valley? That's like 2 hours, right?
Honestly, couldn't tell you. Yeah. San Dimas High School football rules. I know that.
That's sure. Well, we all
that's
know
all
that.
I got.
Yeah. We were all at that history presentation. We know that. Joan of Arc showed up. God, that was a great presentation.
One of the best presentations I've ever seen. I mean, when that girl from my high school did rhythmic gymnastics with the, you know, with the ribbon on the stick.
Right.
That was pretty good.
But, yeah, I mean, hard to beat that 1 year at San Dimas High.
Yeah, and I would say I would have picked the Belvis Stoico erotic poem. Mm-hmm. That was more current events.
Sure, right, because that was the Olympics were going on at that point?
Yeah, okay. He was in the news.
Sure.
And him and his famous erotic pelvis.
Right. They didn't call him that for nothing. Or did they? I don't know. I don't remember the man.
The bad boy of figure skating.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was never a big figure skating guy. I was more into pommel horse.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll really help you out in the Village of the Crazies.
Sure, yeah.
You happen to be in the film Gymkhana.
Yeah, which I'm not, so, yeah, so I'm still looking for a use for
not
the pommel
useful.
Horse interest.
Not useful.
Well, they're not skills. They're just an interest.
Should we introduce our guest on the program?
Yes, it's time.
Yes. You know her as the co-host of Maximum Fun's own book podcast, Reading Glasses. You know her as an actor. You know her as a Bulgarian television director. Please welcome Bria Grant.
What if it's a chicken court?
Oh, yeah.
A court for chickens.
Sort of like how they have like...
And thank you for waiting, by the way.
You know, I was being very patient over here. I had a lot of questions and a lot of answers.
Sure.
But chicken court.
Wait, can I suggest...
Go on.
Judge Bachbachner?
Judge what?
Bachbachner.
Oh, it's good. That's good.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, good seems strong. But,
well,
you know, it was quick.
It's fair to middle.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure. Like, who ate my seed? That's a
good one.
That's a good. That's
who
a
took
case.
My eggs? All of America.
Right. Did you?
Oh, wow.
Know.
Who let that
wow.
fox in our house?
Ooh.
That killed everyone.
Past Jordan Ooh. Jesse Go guest Susan Orlean, mm-hmm. Best-selling author and past Jordan Jesse Go guest Susan Orlean told me. About chickens. Mm-hmm. She has mm-hmm. chickens mm-hmm. in her home in New York State. And apparently, chickens will brutally murder each other
wow.
when you have multiple chickens. Like the pecking order, you know the expression pecking order.
Sure.
Comes
thing?
From chickens, and it comes from them brutally pecking each other to death.
Well, that's why they got to have a chort.
Yeah.
To solve all those murders.
It works on a restorative justice model, which
oh,
is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, Bria, what sides do you want? Sorry, you get two sides with this.
Well, the key with sides is you always got to go with the soup because it's like getting another main.
Right.
You know?
That's clever.
You know,
that's
it's like you're kind of tricking the side system.
Right.
So if there's, especially if it's a lentil soup, like I always get
it's
a lentil.
Heartier.
Yeah.
Can I interject something though?
Go on.
It's very wet for a main.
Do you not like a wet main?
I know.
Goulashes, enchiladas, things along these lines.
These are all wet mains.
Wet mains.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I like enchiladas and goulashes. So
all right.
Seems
so you like
you
a
like,
wet
mains. I guess
wet
I like a nice. Yeah. And you know what they say? Remember the wet main. That's what you,
right?
That's what you live by,
yeah,
Bria.
That's my truth.
Why you have those ready.
It's my truth. Yeah,
boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom, boom.
Okay, so you'll take the soup. We don't have lentil. We have a tomato bisque and a gumbo.
Yeah. Then let's do the gumbo.
We'll do the gumbo.
And also, I do love a sliced tomato side. I know it's the cheap side, but I do like a fresh sliced tomato. They often offer it at a breakfast.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can usually sub that out for fruit or something if you,
can.
You want
to. I like tomatoes. Probably my favorite. Also a fruit, tomatoes.
Sure. Oh,
and,
that's true.
And I think my favorite fruit.
Can I tell you something that you might not know?
Go.
It's not just any gumbo. We've got celebrity chef Paul Prudhomme here today.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. He made it?
We dipped his hand into it.
Okay. Yeah. He just came just to make gumbo?
We dipped his hand into it.
Okay.
Yeah. There's not that much of his hand left. Okay. He died about 15 years ago.
Oh, got it.
But,
I'll still take it.
I mean,
I'll
one of the greatest Cajun chefs of all time.
There's a little okra in there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
you know it's authentic.
Yeah.
Jesse was not fucking around. You are like back from Bulgaria. You've been back in the States. The United States.
Yes.
For like a day and a half.
A good 36 hours.
Speaking of goulash, that's goulash country.
You know, I thought the same thing.
But
then I got there. No.
No goulash?
Do you know where Bulgaria is on a map?
Mm.
Yeah. This was, I didn't either. Okay. So this is how uncultured I am. Or all of us are.
I was
going to
say
assumptions.
Near Turkey?
Near Greece.
Near Greece.
Above Greece. Also near Turkey, kind of in between, but it's right above Greece. So the food is actually kind of Greekish.
Oh.
Lots of salads. They're very proud of their salads, their soups, and they say they invented yogurt.
Oh.
Really?
They told me that in the car ride on my way to the hotel.
They're like, you know, we invented yogurt.
And I was like, interesting.
Strange thing to say to me.
Yeah. Yogurt. And they love a yogurt soup.
Like what,
like
for
a cold
instance?
Yogurt soup with like a dill.
Oh.
Yeah, at every meal there was a yogurt soup. Every time.
I'm honestly not sure if dill is good or terrible.
Ugh, disagree. Disagree. Love dill.
I like a dill too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a strong spice. Let's not be wild. Like, you can't go wild with it.
No, you don't go dill wild.
No, I don't want two sides with dill. Just get one side with dill.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, if you have slice up some cucumbers, a little salt, pepper, sprinkle a little dill on there.
Good.
That's a side.
That's a really good side.
I'd love to hear about the project, but I do mainly want to hear about the soups that you ate while you were there.
I didn't eat as many soups as I probably should have taken advantage of. But,
okay.
Did you have any gerts?
Good
gerts?
What?
You know, they invented gerts.
Is
there.
A gert.
it's a fun name
like a
that
short.
I just came up with
okay.
for yogurt.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, gerts. I see. That's the cool way to say yogurt.
Yeah.
Like if it's like for teens.
I'm very cool.
Teen yogurt is called gert.
Yeah.
Do
you want to TikTok some gerts?
They have a teen section at my local grocer.
Yeah.
So.
It's full of gerts.
Both my local library and my local
You can tell it's the teen section because all the signage looks like it was spray painted.
Oh, yeah. Written
and,
in like a handwriting.
Right, yeah.
Free web browsing.
That's nice.
Mm. Yeah, which is cool.
And there are stickers. Do teens like stickers?
Yeah.
I'm old. What do teens like?
Oh, it's stickers.
Stickers.
They love sticking.
They love stickering stickers on things.
They love stickers, and they love shortening the word yogurt to gerts.
Right.
I didn't have that much gert.
Shout out to Max Fun host Allie Gertz.
Yeah.
whose ears are perhaps burning right now.
Yeah.
Sorry, Allie. We're not talking about you and your great Simpsons podcast. We're talking about ways to shorten yogurt.
It
You're
going
to
want
to find a salve for those ears.
Sure.
It'd be smart of her to start a yogurt line, though.
Mm. Boy, it sure
would. You know,
would.
Release a yogurt line, Allie Gertz.
Hey, everybody. If you're out there on Twitter... what do they need to do? What was the first thing we wanted them to do?
Tweet at JD Power?
No, it was something else at the beginning of the episode.
Of this episode?
Yes.
Is it related to
what
chicken courts?
Yes. Three things. What are your cases for chicken courts?
Yeah.
Tweet Allie Gertz some flavors of yogurt you'd like for her to distribute.
Yeah.
And something else that I forget.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you see Allie Gertz producing... like a sweet, thin yogurt, like a Yoplait. You see her like a straight
no Icelandic,
yogurt. Icelandic,
hearty,
yeah,
meaty.
Maybe she could make a chicken yogurt.
Moist. Well, I think she's a vegan.
Oh,
so
nice hard yogurt.
Well, so
the yogurt,
yogurt
thing in general.
Probably not a good idea.
No.
So other than the food, what did you think about Bulgaria? I mean, obviously you were directing a TV show, so probably not a lot of free time to just tourist around, but did you get any kind of sightseeing time?
I did a little sightseeing. So I was in Sofia, which is a large city.
Yeah, that's the...
One might say it's the capital, but I don't truly know the
one
answer.
One wouldn't be confident in so doing.
Yeah. I'm not confident. I would say I'm 50-50 about whether that's the capital. Mm-hmm. You think it is?
Sure.
Okay. Lot of
Sofia, Bulgaria.
It is great.
Brian's
confirmed.
That's confirmed.
Okay. All right. It's very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Nice countrysides. I saw some churches.
Okay.
Nice churches. I went to a communist museum apartment. It was like an apartment designed as like a communist apartment from the 80s.
Okay.
Because they were under communism until like also something I should know.
Yeah.
Late 80s.
What is it? What's in a? What do you get in a communist apartment? You get a nice. How's the tile in the bathroom?
Not great.
Yeah,
not great.
Well,
it's
communism
small.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, they talked about a lot about the whole. This is a long, needless story, but essentially the whole thing in the apartment is they were like these people lived here and they had this like fake couple, but the fake couple didn't like communism, so I thought that was a little confusing as like the premise of the like. Tour.
Right.
You know, and they were like, this lady is against, they have all these magazines that are anti-communism. So things like that.
Sure.
But they also had like and food and drinks and things like that.
Were the man and the woman who lived
in
that was way more interesting,
that's
right?
That's nice.
Yeah.
The man and the woman who lived in the apartment. Now, were they inventing yogurt?
No.
Okay.
No. No.
Were they consuming yogurt? You mentioned
food
and drinks.
I'm sure. Yeah, they were consuming. They brought us a drink that was some sort of, I don't know, like a lemon soda.
Oh,
maybe.
Ooh,
like a
nice.
Limonata?
Yeah, something like that. And then they had
not
a lot of
yogurt
candies.
Drink. Like, no. Like a kefir.
No,
or
like a lassi or something. Lassi?
Oh, like a lassi, yeah.
No, they didn't have that. They don't do a yogurt drink. It's a soup.
Lassi
it's
is
soup only. Soup with dill.
Can I ask you two a question?
Go on.
Yes.
I want to get serious about lassi for a second.
Sure.
You guys ever had, so obviously, your classic American Indian or Pakistani restaurant lassi is going to be a mango lassi.
Right.
And what about the salty lassi? Have you ever had the salty lassi that's further from our cultural experience? And what did you think?
I was going to make a joke about how the wife only does the salty lassi on my birthday. But that would be insensitive and inaccurate as I am not married.
Mm. Yeah.
And don't celebrate my own birthday.
It sounds like you're saying like the – like. An Irish term for a – mispronouncing an Irish term for like an angry woman.
Oh.
A salty lassie.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that old salty lassie. Tearing me a new one.
Sure.
Back at the old peat bog.
I'm not familiar with the savory lassie.
Have you ever
lassies.
Had this salty lassie?
No, neither of you ever had it.
Here's the thing. I also, spoiler side note, I haven't had dairy in like 20 years, so I didn't even have the Bulgarian yogurt, less a salty lassie.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, look. The last thing that I want you to have, Bria, is intestinal distress.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, this booth is very small.
It's so super small.
We're not going to force feed you cottage cheese.
You know,
you'll fart
you
up
brought,
the place.
You brought all this cottage cheese.
You're going to watch me eat
okay.
it. we do not have a lot to do on this show.
There is a really great Pakistani restaurant near here that has a rose lassi. The salty lassi is – I've ordered it. And it's kind of good, but it's very unusual to an American palate.
Sure. Mm.
And if you order it, I think I've ordered it twice in my life.
Mm-hmm.
The waiter will be confused to the point of anger if you are a white person that you ordered it.
Sure.
They'll be like, you know that's very salty, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they really – sort of like if you ordered enchiladas in 1952, they would have to like check in to make sure you could handle it.
Right.
It's just mildly salty. But there's also a rose lassi at this Pakistani restaurant right near our office. Great Pakistani restaurant. And I learned that my office mate, Daniel Baruela, is morally opposed to rose-flavored foods.
I feel kind of how you feel about dill, about rose.
Okay.
But I'm sort of with him.
Really?
Yeah, don't put it. It's not for food.
I made a beautiful rose ice cream one time. I took some, put some rose water in when I was making some ice cream.
It's not my fave.
I have had that before. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, it's interesting, it's fun, but it to me the sensation is like when you spray a bathroom spray after taking a dump, and you spray. There's a spray in the bathroom, and then like you spray it, and then some goes in your mouth.
Oh, okay.
That to me is how do the you experience feel? Of rose water.
You know, anytime you smell
things.
Something, you actually are also tasting it, so it is going in your mouth.
Wow, this is fun. I'm learning a lot about both Bulgaria
and you. So you both tasted the spray, but also the dump.
Yeah. Wow. Same so time. I actually, eat my own dumps.
Yep.
Everybody in junior high was right. I gotta,
how do you
call
feel,
those guys.
How do you feel about like...
I called Josh Foreman and tell him he was right about me eating my own dumps. Hey, sorry, Josh. You were right.
What
man.
An insult.
You don't owe Josh an apology. He owes you an apology.
No, I told him that I didn't eat my own dumps, but apparently I did.
Yeah.
So you owe him an apology because you were trying to bullshit him at the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I think or, I was just, and unintentionally.
I was just uninformed.
Right.
Now you know.
Now I know.
You eat them every day.
What about a chrysanthemum? Would you? Do you ever eat a chrysanthemum? You know,
man,
sometimes there's chrysanthemum.
Keep those flowers out of the food.
Yeah, they're for admiring. They're not for eating.
And smell it. I
those
mean,
aren't for eating.
Put it in a potpourri.
Put it in a potpourri.
You know? Dry
maybe
it.
Listen. Maybe we're just a bunch of Westerners in here, but I'm not gonna munch no chrysanthemums.
So you're saying
I'm not gonna nom any orchids
when it comes to a flower?
Yes,
it's okay to admire it from afar.
Yeah,
but eating is cheating.
Yeah, you're cheating your palate out of a better food. So wow. I guess eating is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I kind of like it. What about honeysuckle?
Oh, that was the third thing I wanted people to say on Twitter is how you can put eating ain't cheating onto a license.
Oh, there we go. That's good.
What about, third question, what about, you know, is it, I believe it's a honeysuckle where you bite the back off and then you suck out the juices.
Ugh, you
did
know
you ever
what?
Do that as a child?
I do like this, and that breaks my flower rule. So.
That actually might be a chrysanthemum now that I say it out loud.
Man, I've had two. I guess we're learning a lot.
Yeah.
Man, I have a long email to write to Josh Foreman.
Dear Josh, haven't talked
Dear
to
Josh.
You in
hey,
20, 30 years.
Yeah.
I have some things to update you about.
The good news, Jordan, is I talked to Josh Foreman.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, well, you were talking to Bria just now. And he actually...
telepathically?
Yeah, he's actually one of J.D. No, not telepathically. By text message.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
They talk
have a
all the
cell
time.
Phone,
they talk
Jordan.
All the
wow,
time.
I didn't know.
He's in touch with all of your childhood friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I guess I wouldn't consider Josh Foreman a friend, but.
Bully?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. But no, it's okay. It's fine. I mean, water under the bridge.
No, I try.
Dumps and, under the mouth.
I try and make sure that anybody who picks on Jordan, I get a good relationship with him. In case I need to get a team together to crush him at some point.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yes. Good idea.
All my,
good
you want
to
have all my insecurities at the ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found out that he is one of J.D. Power's associates. Mm. So people, you just tweet at J.D. Power.
That info will get disseminated to Josh Foreman.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so you were in Bulgaria for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That's a lot of weeks. Where are you staying when something like, are you in a Bulgarian hotel?
I was in an apartment.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. Like a communist apartment?
Communist apartment. No, it's like a TV show, so they give you an apartment because you're there for a minute. And it's good. I mean, I was there for 3 weeks, but it took me like a week to get adjusted because the time difference is 10 hours.
And?
Long time.
You were telling me that before we started that you were just waking up. From a nice big like jet lag nap.
I just took a jet lag nap, which kind of feels like you're dying in the middle of the day. Like in the middle of the day, you sleep so hard. I like put on Stranger Things season 3 because I'm behind on all my television, and I was watching it and I slept so hard. I feel like, and you wake up and I was just like in a flop sweat. Like I was like sweaty and like woke up. It felt like I had slept for like 3 days, but then it was like, oh no, it's only. But an hour.
How many episodes of Stranger Things had passed?
Who could say?
No, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that is something interesting when you like fall asleep watching some like streaming TV with like autoplay and you wake up and you're like, oh my God, how many episodes have passed?
It is frustrating and they should have some sort of thing that they can tell that you're not watching it anymore.
Yeah.
Your eyes aren't on the TV.
Yeah, the streaming machine should be able to watch you while you sleep.
Yeah.
They should know when you're asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, that, I mean, we're only one step away from that. It's not that
Does
far.
It have the Santa chip? It knows when you are sleeping and just knows shoots, when you're
just
awake.
Just shoots coal at you for not watching enough. I see you've paused to masturbate. Are you masturbating to this or despite this? What exactly are you masturbating to?
Do you get horned up?
Roku would like to know.
Yeah. That monster on Stranger Things sure is hot.
Oh, yeah. Love that Demogorgon. Mm. Gotta get all horned up.
The Demogorgon gives me a demi hard on.
A partial hard on.
Yeah.
The old Demogorgon semi chub, you mean? Yeah, I know that. I know that particular. Hey, speaking of body matters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy Anal August, everybody.
Happy Anal August, everyone. We're so proud to welcome everyone into one of the most sacred months of the year on the Jordan Jesse Go calendar.
Right. And, Bria, for you, I mean, I know I briefly mentioned that this was going to come
up. You just
up.
Warned me. Yeah. I think you thought I was going to run screaming out of the booth.
No.
Like, I was going to be very concerned.
Sure. I mean, I just don't want to yell Happy Anal August. I mean, because we haven't seen each other in a while.
You can yell it at me. I'm not your mom. It's fine. You can have to yell at me.
You're not?
I came on the show to tell you something.
I got
to
call Josh Foreman. I just need to reconnect with that guy. Yeah. I've been meaning to reconnect with him.
Do you have Mike Rennery's number, by the way?
No, sorry.
Okay,
I don't keep a bully log. Like,
what about
some
Vicente?
People.
Do you have Vicente's number?
I do. Yes.
Okay,
but that's private.
Okay,
it's unlisted. So
for you guys to talk about never dropping passes and touch football on the playground.
Yeah, that's basically all we talk about.
Okay.
So this is. I don't know if they still do this. I have maybe not noticed. So there's a nice. Sex positive sex store on Santa Monica Boulevard called the Pleasure Chest.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And they would always have signs for Anal August.
Oh.
And yeah, and I think we just kind of thought that was a nice thing to celebrate and a nice, you know, metaphor, not just for, you know, trying new things in the bedroom, but also just trying new things in life, expanding your horizons.
Yeah, we try not to get locked into the literal meaning of things.
Okay.
We have a gift, a flair, I think, for figurative language, sort of like the late Robert Frost.
Sure, yeah.
So it could apply to, like, if I'm sort of anal about something, I should let loose.
Oh, no,
yeah,
I mean, I
with
guess
a torrent of diarrhea.
Sure. That's why we brought in this cottage cheese.
Oh, no.
Sorry. I think that's great. I mean, like, kind of like getting rid of insecurities. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And again, just kind of going out of your comfort zone a little bit, but doing it safely.
Yeah. Now, here is, of course, the key watchwords of Anal August.
Okay.
Without a base, without a trace. So when you are adventuring, when you're embarking upon new experiences, you have to make sure that whatever they are, you are pursuing them in a responsible fashion.
Sure.
So if you're shoving something up the old keister, you have to make sure it has a flared base so you don't lose anything.
Great.
And, you know, some years ago, I believe it may have been during Anal August, we heard from a lot of folks who worked in the medical field, Jordan Jesse Go listeners who worked in the medical field, about different things that have been found in butts.
They were, is the Richard Gere situation.
Well, allegedly.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm not here to spread rumors about legendary silver fox Richard Gere.
He's a treasure. He's a real man.
He's a real treasure.
Yes.
Unless the rumors are true.
I have read respect
case,
either
they
way.
They seem abusive.
Either
they
way.
They seem abusive. So for you, it's about the work.
It's about the work and, you know, being able to survive a rumor that may or may not be true and still be able to work.
Yeah. That's true. He's getting out there.
So
being too old to star in a romantic comedy, but doing a solid job nonetheless.
Yeah. So, side story.
Please.
That's what the show is about, really, is side stories.
Yes.
Yeah. I work on a show called Eastsiders, which is on Netflix, and we were prepping for our season that we just shot in the fall. It'll be out this summer. And it's a LGBT show, so there's a lot of sex stuff in it. And we get some interesting, like, offers for product placement, and there was one that I can't remember the name, which is really unfortunate, but it was a flavor all named after donuts because it was for your butthole.
Uh-huh. So this is like a flavored, like a lube?
It seemed to be more of a sugar scrub.
Oh, okay.
A sugary scrub that people can, but it's flavored.
Right.
And they're all named after donuts because you could use the word hole in it. So it was like Donut Hole was like the name of it. And it was like glazed cherry, you know, like things along those lines. And that was the more interesting, one of the more, we did not end up using that as a product placement. But
I mean,
they,
we're getting it out here.
No, I can't remember the name of it or else this guy would be, you know, he'd be stoked. I think it's called
First Honda of Simi Valley.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Just because you're getting kickbacks. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you remember
I wanted an extra side, baby. Daddy wanted some green beans.
Sure. Now, you know, that's a good side, too. So it was glazed.
Glazed.
Do you remember the other?
You know, it's not a very, no, not really. It was like some like fruits. Like there was like a fruit one, maybe. I think a cherry one or something like that.
Brian, would you Google this product? And don't you dare turn on private browsing. We want to know what you've been doing.
And it's all donut flavored. I don't know how you Google it. Like donut, butt.
But
I want you to
scrub.
I want you to upset future employees using that shared computer.
Yeah.
But
speaking of Daniel Baduela,
fun anal spit? August.
Sorry, Brian.
Could it be unicorn spit?
No, but go on.
That's donut flavored lube that I found.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun.
So this is just
there's all sorts of stuff for anal August. I'm just saying there's
fun, a lot of fun products.
Fun products.
There.
Yeah.
Can you think of anything on that show that you did end up using on camera that someone sent for free?
Yeah, there's like a product that you prep your butt, your anal cavities with.
Sure.
Clears them out.
You have multiple anal cavities?
Both of your anal cavities. The two people in this room's anal cavities.
All anal cavities present.
Yeah.
Right.
All of them. There's one
there's
we did
the royal
end up using.
We and this is the royal A.
Yeah. Yeah. Which name I can't think of right now. But it's some sort of, it's like you prep.
Like
you
a prep. A cleanliness.
A cleanliness prep. You do it like the night before, 2 days. I mean, we did use that.
That's
and
nice.
Then, yeah. And then also.
That's just encouraging good hygiene. So I think
good hygiene.
I have not watched the show, but it seems like you guys have a good set of values.
Yeah. 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 And then also there's we also have, well, this is not for hygiene, but we talk about prep on there too, which is like the thing you take to, I don't want to say stop HIV, but it keeps you from being.
It makes transmission dramatically less likely.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So we talk about that quite a bit. And there's some government agency that I think gives us money for that or something. I don't know who it is.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
So I guess the sugar scrub I'm guessing it is back there in case someone is munching around.
Yeah, it's for munching.
And it makes it a little more fun.
Yes.
Yes, Brian.
Tasty Hole Scrub?
Tasty Hole Scrub. Thank you.
Tasty Hole Scrub.
Yeah, that's it. Tasty Hole Scrub.
Enter offer code JJGO at checkout.
Tasty Hole Scrub, just like mom used to make.
Eat your mother's ass with some Tasty Hole Scrub.
Get right in there. Don't be afraid.
Hard to believe Elton John and Tim Rice wrote that.
Yeah.
Honey, before you go out tonight, I made you some Tasty Hole Scrub.
Aw, Mom!
Yeah, I mean, just be prepared. You don't want it to be...
Mom, it's my prom, not yours!
Do you guys want to hear some of the flavors?
Yes,
we would love to,
you
Brian.
Do.
Thank
you.
Thanks, Brian.
Oh, then thank you for confirming that.
Yeah.
It sounds like we do want to.
There's Peach Ring.
Yep.
There is the Cherry Gobbler.
Okay.
There we go. Yep. See, I knew there were some good ones.
The Hot Vanilla Latte.
Yep.
Yep.
The Leather Daddy Body Scrub.
Oh, that's not donut flavor.
Yeah, but
not
that's
donut.
Okay. Fun. I mean,
there's the classic glazed donut hole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's nice about it prevents chafing.
Sure. Mm.
Especially seasonally if you have that problem. Yeah. And talcum powder is potentially carcinogenic. So
is it?
Yeah, if you inhale it, it's bad for you. So you're gonna want some of that Leather Daddy stuff just so you don't get a topical rash.
Yeah.
There's also a Leather Daddy body lotion and body wash.
Oh, wow.
If you want that.
But what do you need the wash for? It's not gonna affect whether the leather is...
Well,
does it smell like leather?
But here's the thing. You're gonna want that wash because you're out there fucking.
Sure, yeah.
But does it smell like...
Up.
But why is it leather flavored? Why is it leather... Would you call it...
Well, I think
body,
they smell.
A smell.
I think they like the smell.
Scent.
It's like new car,
yeah.
I think.
New car. What if you had a body wash that was new car flavored smell? That's so gross.
Your ass tastes like a new car.
Yeah.
A Honda Odyssey from Simi Valley Honda. See, I can get paid too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ching ching.
What's your new side? buttermilk biscuit.
Mm. Oh no! I mean, that's like a bread choice. It's not a side.
Yeah, agreed. If you have to have a biscuit as a side, that's not a good restaurant.
But
yeah.
What if it's a? But it's like a nice biscuit. It's not just Bisquick or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, no offense, Bisquick's kind of good too.
Yeah, but. I was gonna say that is buttermilk. I feel like Bisquick.
Yeah, they make them. It's a house made biscuit drenched in butter.
Mm. Oh, that sounds good.
And if you like. They'll give you a little ramekin of gravy for dipping.
Mm, okay. Interesting.
I'm going to go onion rings.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get rings.
Get rings.
You know they're tempura rings.
Wow. Yeah. Even better.
Yeah.
Hand dipped?
Yeah.
Wow.
You never make them at home, so you should always get them
out. No, you're right. Exactly. Yeah. I'm not going to have these at home. I mean, I can make a biscuit at the house, you know.
You could.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's one last flavor, limited time only for the fall.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice.
Oh, that's nice.
for that basic ass eater. Yeah. We know you're out there being basic, wearing your Uggs and eating ass.
Yeah, you just finished watching all of Cheers. I mean, all of Friends on Netflix, and you want to munch some butt?
Cheers is clearly going to be the donut glazed one. That's
yeah.
That's
yeah, I think that's
if you watch Cheers.
Let's, more of a blue collar.
Let's match the binge watch sitcom to the anal
okay.
scrub
okay.
flavor.
Okay.
Brian, let's give us three more, and we'll figure out what their
well, there's
what
that leather daddy
so that's,
one.
That's all of them. I can give you the so there's leather daddy, hot vanilla latte, cherry gobbler,
okay,
and peach ring.
Hot vanilla latte.
Is that going to be Frasier?
That I think that's a good call. It's a little shishi, a little upper crust,
yeah,
a little Niles.
Although we may remember on Seinfeld when they talked about a cafe latte.
That's okay.
That was just as the latte craze was
sweeping the nation. Yeah. Do you want to go? Do you have a feeling if it's Frasier or if it's Seinfeld?
I think it's Frasier.
I agree.
I'm just complicating things for no reason.
Seinfeld may be Cherry Gobbler.
Why do I
that
make things so hard
gobbler.
On myself?
Yeah. It's fine.
Can
God
you talk
damn
about it.
It?
Do you need to talk about it?
I just feel like I could have just left it be, and I made it more complicated. And I don't know why I do this all just, across my life.
You're just trying to give all the options.
Keep it simple, stupid. Like James Carville told Bill Clinton. Now, give me some of that. Chef Paul Prudhomme gumbo. It's me, James Carville.
Yep. All good impressions start with, it's me. And then they say their own name. That means it's a good impression.
Jordan, I did not start with, it's me. That was my grand finale.
Oh, that was the end of the impression.
That was the prestige.
At the end of the impression, you say who you were impersonating.
Yeah.
So we're going to go, oh.
Brian, give us one more. Butt munch flavor, and we'll say what they're binge watching, and then we'll take a break.
The last one we've got here is peach ring.
Peach ring.
Peach ring. Wow.
Was Cherry Gobbler Seinfeld? Is that
Cherry Gobbler?
Cherry
Seinfeld.
Gobbler does seem like
peach ring. Boy, I don't know why this came to mind, but Bob's Burgers.
Yeah. Mm.
Peach ring seems like a little bit of a millennial flavor.
Got it.
I mean, ass eating is a millennial practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone can enjoy it, but I think millennials in particular are fond of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Unless there's like a Georgia-based binge watch, you know, peaches.
Oh, right.
That but I can't think of any actual Georgia-based shows.
Because I can't either. Mm. Well, yeah. Let's go with Bob's Burgers.
Great. I'll quit questioning.
Yeah. Good for
you. You have the same problem.
Are you Libra?
Do you want to do joint therapy?
Maybe we should. Yeah. It's a Libra thing. It's a Libra thing. I don't believe in it, but I like to talk about it.
I know it's a Libra thing. I've seen both your t-shirts. And yeah, I'm dealing with it. And yes, I'll deal with it, as the t-shirts want me to do.
I'm glad we wore the same t-shirt today.
If you're a Libra who eats ass.
All right. Get out of this country.
Can't stop overcomplicating things.
Right. I buy all my t-shirts from Facebook ads.
Sorry, snowflakes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm an ass-eating Libra who loves my grandkids. Get out of this country.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan, before we get into the sponsors for this week's program, mm-hmm. just do have one quick news update. You know, I like to get the news in there.
Yeah.
This just showed up in my email from the swimming pool of which my family is a member. Hello, members. The play pool will be closed for the remainder of the day due to extreme vomit.
Oh, boy. Whoa.
We apologize for the inconvenience.
Due to extreme vomit.
Yeah.
So it's like a vomit that would be used to sell Doritos in the 90s.
Yes. Are you tired? Are you tired of your parents' vomit?
This vomit gets the job done. It closes the pool. This vomit closes the pool. You want vomit that'll close the pool?
Of course, every George and Jesse Go episode is brought to you by all of the members of MaximumFun.org. Everybody who's gone to MaximumFun.org/donate who listens to this program and become a member, we're grateful to each and every one of those people. We are this week also supported in part by our friends at Dashlane. Dashlane is a password management app, but it also keeps all your online information safe, secure, encrypted, easy to access. It's actually kind of like a suite of internet safety services that they provide.
The internet's a spooky place, Jesse.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to tell me.
Yeah.
I seen the ghost.
Sure. It's because you Googled ghost and then went to images.
Dashlane basically is just an app that won't let you Google ghost.
Right. Here's what it does. It remembers all your passwords so you don't have to. It seamlessly autofills all your login information, syncing automatically across your computer, phone, and tablet. It even stores payment details. And go ahead. Get weird with your passwords.
Yeah.
Make one ghost.
Yeah. Or ghost 69.
Or you can let Dashlane generate a quote-unquote real stumper for you.
Yeah.
If you want a real stumper... Call Dashlane. They'll get you a real stumper. And they will keep it safely stored in a password vault only you can unlock.
Jordan, I'm so excited about Dashlane, I'm generating a real stumper.
All right. All right. Jeez Louise. It's like you saw the Demigorgon.
Check out Dashlane.com/JJGo to get Dashlane free on your first device. And as a special offer for Jordan Jesse Go fans, they're even offering a 30-day free trial of Dashlane Premium, including VPN, dark web monitoring, and more. If you like it, use code JJGO at checkout to save 10% on your premium subscription. All of that. All those services in the premium product. Get yourself a VPN.
You deserve it.
Yeah.
Dashlane.com/JJGO. Offer code JJGO at checkout. Save 10%. And if you go on to MaxFunStore.com, you can get some of the merch from our Summer Boys of Summer tour.
Oh, man. We have posters.
Yeah.
We've got challenge coins.
Beach balls.
Beach balls, baby.
Nothing else.
Can I, those three things. MaxFunStore.com. But I just want to correct misperception.
Please.
Now, beach balls obviously are called beach balls.
Yeah.
The truth is, as long as you huff and puff, you can use them anywhere.
Sure, as long as they're properly inflated.
Yeah, now do not use an under or uninflated beach ball.
Yeah.
You're not going to have fun with that ball.
Not that fun.
No.
Use it in the desert.
Yeah.
Use it at a store.
Oh, that's two great ideas for places to use it, Jordan.
Use it in a spooky graveyard.
Now, that sounds a little too spooky for my tastes, but if anybody out there is a beach ball goth, go to town. MaxFunStore.com is where you can get our Summer Boys of Summer merchandise, all designed by the great Brian Sunny D. Fernandez. He did a hell of a nice job.
MaxFunStore.com.
Can I say something about those challenge coins?
Yeah.
You know how those work, right?
Oh, yeah. You throw it down when you're with military or first responder personnel.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a challenge coin, you got to buy the drinks.
Yeah. And there is, as we've said on this program, nothing a first responder or a member of the military respects more than the summer tour of this stupid podcast.
Yes, they love it.
Yeah. But if you're a real summer boy, irrespective of your gender identity, you can grab some summer boy stuff at MaxFunStore.com. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan, Jesse, Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morse, boy detective.
It's Bria Grant, all the way from Bulgaria.
Oh, she sure is. Goulash in hand.
Nope.
We were talking off mic.
What do you like, a smoked paprika, a Hungarian paprika, or a standard paprika?
Don't care, as long as it's in my mouth.
Don't be crazy. Smoked is always is the way to go.
Is that your favorite paprika?
Always go smoked. Anytime you have the option of smoked, I think you go smoked. But yeah, smoked paprika is the jam.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a really nice paprika. Mm-hmm. It actually is nice in jam.
Oh, okay. I'd prefer a joked paprika or a midnight toked paprika. Who cares? Just say anything, right?
Yeah.
Say whatever.
It's the Lloyd Dobler principle.
Who's Lloyd Dobler?
That's the star. That's the main character from
Say Anything. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Right. He was into kickboxing.
Yeah, there you go.
He was?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
Also in that show?
Are you thinking
Frasier's dad.
Are you thinking of the star of Ong Bak?
No, I'm thinking of Lloyd Dobler.
Oh, okay.
But also...
Are you thinking of Double Dragon?
I am thinking of... I'm thinking of Billy and Jimmy from Double Dragon.
Yeah.
By the way, I feel like I implied that Mike Rennery was a bully. Mike Rennery was a nice guy. It was just a name from elementary school I thought of.
Yeah, don't dox Mike Rennery on Jesse's behalf.
I got no beef with Mike Rennery. He was a nice student at Discovery Center School.
Mm-hmm. Don't, probably
on Ocean
somebody.
Avenue
he,
in San Francisco.
Everyone's somebody's bully, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe. Mm. Maybe.
Maybe he was, what was your bully?
Josh Foreman.
Maybe he was Josh Foreman's
bully.
Oh,
yeah. Maybe. Mm. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. Mm. He bullied the bullies.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
What's purple look like to you? I know what it looks like to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But what's it look like to you?
Mm. To Hume?
Yes. To Hume.
Political philosopher.
Yes.
Okay. Just say anything. That's how it goes. Mm-hmm. That's how you make a podcast. Just open your mouth and out it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Fernandez, you've been listening to calls from listeners from our segment Momentous Occasions that we ask people to call us when something momentous happens to us at 206-9844-FUN or send us a voice memo at jjgo@maximumfun.org. Either way, we're going to love it. Let's take a listen to what Brian picked. What a great set of words I made.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jordan. Hey, Jesse. This is Neil calling from Provincetown, Massachusetts, calling in with a momentous occasion. I was just walking down the street. The main drag here is kind of like a shared street with bikes and cars and people. And I was walking
in the middle of the road. Now, I hadn't been to Massachusetts. The last thing I expected was that there would be cars and people right there on the same street.
It's confusing.
Provincetown sounds like a fucking paradise.
Yeah. Cars, people living in harmony, fucking each other probably.
One can only assume.
Yeah.
I mean, especially a hatchback. Get a load of that. Va, 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 voo.
Yeah. 10 okay. speed. Get in on the fun.
Why don't you park your car and have a yacht?
Sure.
So I can plow
sure,
it.
Yeah. Let's hear some more of this about this nasty Massachusetts town, huh?
Yeah.
I was walking down the middle of the road, and a bike came towards me really fast and swerved out of the way at the last second. And it was John Waters. The film director, John Waters, almost hit me with his bike. So I thought that would make a good momentous occasion. Otherwise, I love the show. And, that's it. Bye.
God, can you imagine?
Hey, Waters, I'm walking here. Waters.
Can you imagine if you're John Waters, you're in Provincetown, Massachusetts.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? You must have to have a cattle prod to keep people from munching your ass.
Oh, boy.
The amount of ass munchery going down anytime he wants his ass munched.
Oh, sure.
Any fucking time.
I'm sure he has a permanent person just there to ready at the go.
He probably just has to, like, he doesn't have to, like, I was going to say, he just has to say, like, it's been a while since my ass has been munched.
Mm.
But I think he probably just has to kind of, like, stretch out and people understand.
You don't even have to put any donut-flavored scrub back there.
No.
Mm-mm.
I think you're assuming a lot about John Waters' sexual interests.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you know John Waters hitchhiked across the country fairly recently?
Oh, yeah. He wrote a book about it, didn't
he? He wrote a whole thing. Maybe a blog.
Maybe a book, yeah.
I don't think it was a full book.
I mean, what is a blog? But a book for the eyes.
I think books are
good
books.
That's a good point,
Jordan. Oh, no.
Books are books for
books
the eyes.
Books are blogs for the heart. Book is a blog for the heart, and a blog is a book for the eyes.
And a stint.
Right.
Can prevent an arterial blockage.
Oh, that's
if you insert a stent.
Got it.
Good. Yep. This is all making sense.
Mm-hmm. I had a buddy that got pink eye from eating ass, and
you can say it's me. You can use my name.
It's
my real name.
Jordan. And then
it was.
Thank you
Mike
for trying
Rennery.
Thank you for trying to protect me.
And then Jordan went to the. It's because this is about you now. You went to the doctor, and the doctor was like. What happened? He's like, it's from munching ass. And the doctor was like, well, do you like the girl? And the guy was like, yeah. And he was like, well, it's a risk I think you should continue to take then.
Wow.
Wow.
Happy anal August.
Yeah.
August.
Good,
Pink Eye's just
good
the risky
doc.
Run to find true love.
Good doc.
Good doc.
You know, they got married, that couple.
Did they?
Yeah, truly.
Oh.
To the doctor?
No. The doctor performed the ceremony.
He's not that sex positive.
I've always wanted to have a doctor in the family.
Well,
wow.
It's not too late. It's not too late.
It's really beautiful. It's a really beautiful story.
I just celebrated my 11th wedding anniversary.
Mm. You've been married 11 times?
Yeah. And
for 1 year, and then he gets divorced and marries somebody else.
I'm going to text my wife and see if we can find one of these nice ass-munching doctors.
Yeah.
And let's kick it up 50%.
You just because you need doctor approval?
Well, just
a note.
You need a
note from the doctor.
No, just
it's a risk you should continue to take.
Right. I'd like to add an income to the household just because it can be quite expensive to buy a home here in the Los Angeles area.
I totally agree. It's very expensive.
Yeah. So I mean, this was probably a general practitioner, I presume.
I assume, yeah.
But it could be like some kind of butt or munching specialist, which could be even better paid.
Proctologist.
Sure.
Or, is a butt munching specialist if you think about it.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I will.
Proctologist.
I will think about it.
Okay.
Brian, do we have another call?
Hello, Jordan, Jesse, Sunny D, Chris Fairbanks, baby.
Nope.
This is Eric calling from Oviedo, Florida, formerly Round Rock, Texas. I called in the first week of the Coliseum.
Did Florida annex it?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm confused as well.
Round Rock is right in the center, too. It's very far in.
Swaziland and Lesotho?
Yeah.
Like completely surrounded by South Africa?
Bri, I know you lived in Austin, but did you grow up there? Did you grow up in Texas?
Yeah, in Texas, but not in Austin.
Gotcha.
Grew up in East Texas. But Round Rock is right outside. It has a lot of tech people.
Oh.
It's a tech center.
Tech hub.
Yeah, something's there.
Interesting.
Google, Apple, somebody.
One of those.
All my exes.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Okay, Brian, finish the call, please.
Tell you about how I was a four-time Jeopardy champion. Well, I'm very excited to let you guys know that I've been notified that I'm going to be competing in this year's Tournament of Champions, so I'll be back on Jeopardy, and hope everyone out there roots me on. Thanks, and I'm going to go full chort.
Okay.
Full chort.
Okay.
I'm happy to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
That said, I'm friends with Ken Jennings now, so it sort of doesn't.
Who cares?
Yeah,
about and your fucking.
I was on Jeopardy four times. Well, Ken Jennings is on Jeopardy 7,000 times. He's the richest man in the world just from Jeopardy.
Get out of here, Great Gazoo. Sorry, the Great Gazoo appeared briefly. Bria, for your information, we did a kind of informal survey of listeners, and we found out that we do have an inordinate amount of Jeopardy contestants in our audience.
What?
So, yeah, so we have maybe more Jeopardy contestants per listener than any other podcast.
But how do you get on there? You listen to this show.
You listen to this show.
And then you...
And you absorb all the facts.
Okay.
All the good information that we're giving
and
you.
And then they let you on Jeopardy.
And then they let you on Jeopardy.
Wow, that's it.
K-
Ken does.
Yeah, if you just show them your phone, and if you're subscribed to this podcast,
they put you on Jeopardy.
They'll just throw you up there with Trebek.
Wow.
I have a question.
Yes.
You know, Ken Jennings has his own podcast with our friend John Roderick,
right.
Called Omnibus. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they have more Jeopardy listeners than us, or do you Jeopardy contestants than us? Or do you think that other Jeopardy contestants can't help but resent Ken Jennings?
If I'm a Jeopardy loser, I'm not going to want to listen to that smug, hilarious, nice guy run his mouth.
So nice and funny.
Who was nice and funny.
Yeah, he's very
really
nice and
cool
funny man.
And great every time he's been on the show.
A nice. We met his wife. She was very nice and cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, he's great.
Really a cool. He's pretty good looking, too.
Yeah.
Not a bad looking guy. I mean,
not at all.
A real everyman look, but the kind of everyman that could really get it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
You really want him back there munching your ass.
You guys you prefer an everyman look. If you had to choose a man type that you prefer.
Like, do I want, an angular beauty from Dorne?
Yes.
Or do I want
a Greek god or every man?
Yeah, which fictional Game of Thrones country do you want your
ass munched by? Huh?
Yeah.
That's a great question. Do you have one off the top of your head? Do you? Does something come to mind?
Game of Thrones wise or just generally?
Either or.
I mean, no, I don't want an everyman.
No, sure.
No. Chiseled.
Just like a Jimmy Stewart.
Go to the gym.
I'd love to have a Tom Hanks back
there. Wow, a Tom Hanks.
Just a real charmer.
He'd be so nice. He'd be so kind.
I would like a charmer back there.
I
don't know if I need them to speak. I'd prefer a silent muncher.
Oh!
Right, because you want to be able to be on the phone while it's happening.
Maybe like a Buster Keaton?
Okay, fine.
Sure.
Fine. Shh.
a silent partner, as they call it in the legal profession. I think I would want...
It's just a title card that says munching.
I think I would maybe go with like a Lannister, like a kind of a Teutonic.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Like kind of...
Sort of Aryan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of my interest in racial purity.
You got to keep that hole pure.
Everyone knows that's how you get pregnant.
Yes, exactly.
If it's not pure, you're going to end up with pink eye.
You know, if I bet the church approves of ass munching because it's not. I mean,
right?
You know what I mean?
I mean, of all the sexual practices, if you're out there and you're listening and you're a member of the clergy, definitely hit us up on Twitter and let us know. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if you are.
Seems likely. Brian, could you just real quick Google Pope Francis ass munching?
See if he's issued
any papal communiques on the subject.
Yeah, don't you dare go into private browsing.
You guys have a lot of Jeopardy winner or contestants and then a lot of men of the cloth.
Men and women of the cloth.
Yeah,
yes.
And they listen. They have a lot of opinions.
Well, specifically members of the College of Cardinals.
Okay, great. Wow.
And the St. Louis Cardinals.
Oh.
Sure. Yeah. Everybody's here, and we want everybody to weigh in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also Sound the off. Bird Cardinals.
And the bird. Yes, the
Cardinals
bird.
Cardinals listen.
Yes, exactly.
They tune in.
Caw-caw, caw-caw. If you're quiet, you can hear it. The call of the cardinal. Caw-caw, caw-caw.
Yes, God's okay with eating butt.
Thank you, boys.
No problem. I'm that the bird who encouraged you to pick up litter from the PSAs.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, it's me, former Cardinals third baseman Craig Paquette.
Why do I talk like this?
I love to munch ass, and so should you.
Yeah. It's good that you said your own name, too.
That's what they call the prestige, Jordan,
right,
when you're doing
right,
an impression like
right.
that.
Mm.
Bah, bah. Watcha.
Bah. We'll be right back on Jordan Jesse Go.
You wept as we crafted the tragic tale of Jar Jar, a Star Wars story.
Dude, yeah. He forgives Darth Vader. Lisa still love you, Annie.
You gasped out loud at the shocking twists of Face Off 2, Faces Wild.
He takes his kid's face.
What?
We're writing an entire screenplay week by week on Storybricks Season 2, Heaven Heist.
Hey folks, Freddie Wong here with some exciting news about Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast where three Hollywood professionals have 1 hour to spin cinematic gold. We're shaking up our format by turning Heaven Heist, one of our favorite ideas we've ever come up with on the show, into a full screenplay.
Heaven Heist is an action comedy about a crew of misfit gangsters robbing the Celestial Bank of Heaven. Think of Coco meets Point Break.
Join us as we write this crazy movie scene by scene and get an inside look at the screenwriting process on our podcast Story Break every Thursday on MaximumFun.org. La, la, la.
I'm Mujanza Fagari, and I play a bunch of characters on Mission to Zix, an improvised science fiction podcast on Maximum Fun, and this is our incredible sound designer, Shane.
Hello.
Now, Shane makes it possible for me to play 1,000 billion characters in our galaxy.
Such as the Bajarian Jane, ship of the stars.
And the Enforcer Joy, prepare to eat pancakes.
And wait, let's get dusted up, baby.
An Emissary Turk mannequin. Hey, I just got another amp.
And the horrible line.
Oh, also there are 5 other cast members, and we'll give them just all a second to say hi.
Hello.
Yeah, that's enough. Okay, so the season finale of Mission to Zix is coming out next week, so it's the perfect time to dive in and catch up with our intrepid crew as they explore the Zix Quadrant. So give us a listen to Mission to Zix on Maximum Fun.
It's Jordan, Jesse, go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Bria Grant, all the way from Bulgaria.
Yeah. Bria, you are the host of Reading Glasses.
That's true.
Maximum Fun's own books and reading podcast, Reading Lifestyle podcast.
Yeah, Reading Lifestyle.
What's the best thing you read lately that you could recommend to our audience?
I liked this book called Magic for Liars by Sarah Gailey. I would say it's like a lady detective in a magic school.
Cool.
Yeah, but really cool. I really liked it. I don't know if you detective. Lady detective is, I guess, the proper word for female detective.
Sure.
That's what you call
I just see detectives. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't register what gender the detective was. I just see a detective.
And I also just read on my flight back, I read the new Coulson
Whitehead
Nickel Boys. Did you read it?
I haven't read it. I had him on Bullseye a few years ago and found him to be immensely charming and fascinating. But then he started coming out with books that sounded very upsetting to me, so I started avoiding them.
I would say this falls into that category.
Oh, okay.
Very upsetting. It's sort of based on a true story about a school for boys, for like juvenile delinquent type boys in the 50s, 60s that years later they found out were killing some of the boys and burying them in the back. Just throwing those corpses right in the back.
Sounds like a real horror.
Yeah, but
dump them out, as they say.
Sure, yes. That's what that t-shirt I saw at the dog track was talking about.
Do you not read books about dark stuff?
I don't. I don't. I also don't generally consume entertainment about dark stuff. I got worried about it. And then I literally I talked to my therapist about it once years ago. I was like, I can't watch scary stuff. I don't like really brutally intense stuff. Like, I just want to watch All Creatures Great and Small. And my therapist says, and why is that a problem? And I was like, well, okay.
No.
You win again, therapist.
Yeah, therapist.
Sure. You win again, therapist. I read I was up at my cabin this past week, and got in another 5 or 6 chapters in Barack Obama's pretty good book for a guy that became president. Great book for the guy that became president. Pretty good book for a book writer. But I also finished up a recent Jordan Jesse Go guest Liz Gilbert's book, City of Girls.
I want to read it.
Hoo boy, it is a humdinger. It is a hoot and a half. I really liked her previous novel, and I liked this one significantly better. I'm kicking this up into loved.
Okay.
This one.
Wow. Okay.
There is a ton of fucking in it. It's all about showgirls and putting on a show.
Sure. A little razzle dazzle.
It's all about razzle dazzle. As you'll find with Liz Gilbert, it's about women finding that they can be themselves without apology, which is a real thrill. But it's just a hoot. It's just a hoot and a half. Epic scale.
I'm waiting for it at the – I get all my books from the library. It's a long wait on that one. Yeah. Long. Let's see if I get it this year. Might not get it.
Hey.
Got it on Nickel Boys pretty early, which really was –
Can I recommend something?
Buy it.
Just get it straight from Lizzie G. Get it straight.
Know her.
Get it straight from Lizzie G.
Can I get her number,
baby?
From you? Can I just get her
get
number from you?
Get it straight from my homegirl, Lizzie G. Get it in the mail.
Bria, you always have good horror movie recommendations, too, I feel like. Is there anything you've seen lately might be under the radar?
You know, I've been working a lot, so I don't watch as much when I'm working because my brain can't handle stuff. But yeah. I did watch this movie called The Wind, which I loved. It's it is horror, and it's like a horror western, which is a tough category.
Yeah.
Is it targeted at my dog when we first got her and take her for a walk, and we couldn't figure out what she was so upset about, and then we realized that it was whenever it was windy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dog
also buses.
Past.
She was also really scared of buses and
they're
stairs.
They're loud.
Oh, yeah. Stairs are scary for dogs, if you think about it. Like, you don't understand perspective very well. It's going to be confusing.
Right.
No, this is about a woman who's, like, alone, like a homesteader situation. And homesteader, that's the word, right? Where you're, like, out. And her husband keeps having to, like, go to town for various things.
Yeah.
And I think it happened a
Grain.
Lot. Yeah.
Well, she put some of that stuff on her butthole.
Yeah,
she got
to gotta go to town. She keeps hearing noises, and people are like, it's just the wind, but it's really
something else.
Some sort of Satan situation.
Wow.
That devil. It's slow, but really good. Really, really liked it. It really scared me. It's hard to scare me.
Can I say, I'm not afraid of Satan.
Mm-hmm. I'm not either, but I
am afraid of Satan.
Sure, the meat substitute.
Yeah, it's like if you ever go to like a vegetarian restaurant, but you didn't know it was a vegetarian restaurant, so you ordered something called like a Chick's Filet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
But Satan. With an X, and you thought it was just a fun styling of chicken filet, but actually it turns out to be seitan.
Yeah.
Right?
It's
made out
have
of
a
seitan.
Weird texture.
Gastrointestinal issues.
You're afraid of being surprised by a weird texture.
I'd rather just have a vegetable soup or something, you know?
Yeah, a lentil.
Lentil. A nice hearty soup, and as we learned at the beginning of this program, a great side.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we brought it back around.
We really did.
The show is actually good.
Yeah.
We did. We finished our Herald.
Yes, exactly. Thank you, 10 people in the audience.
Where's our
Who are in the next improv group. Reading Glasses. It's on MaximumFun.org, and people should listen to it weekly.
Every week.
Every week.
Every Thursday morning.
With best-selling author Mallory O'Meara.
Yeah, best-selling.
Out there best-selling her books.
Out there hawking those books.
Writing a new book, about cocktails. I don't quite remember.
Yeah, it's about women and drinking alcohol. It's not written yet, I don't think, so I don't really know. But women and alcohol in history. But her first book, the book that's out is called The Lady from the Black Lagoon, about the woman who created the creature from the Black Lagoon.
Have you heard of this lagoon?
Oh, I try and stay away from it.
Yeah. It's spooky.
Yeah, there's some nicer lagoons.
Me too. My therapist says it's fine.
It's okay for
me to avoid that lagoon. I don't need to confront that lagoon to be a good person.
And just visit that cathedral at Notre Dame. Nothing bad's happened there. Hunchback.
Also burned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Also a tragic fire.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Probably that hunchback.
He's a hunchback and arsonist.
Right,
hunchback.
It's the only way he could jack off.
If not the hunchback, definitely one of those fucking musketeers. Am I right?
Thank you.
They roll in packs.
Sure. Three or more.
Yep.
More?
Mostly three.
Also look out for Nutrageous.
Look out for a Take 5
too.
Bar.
Yeah.
If you see a Take 5 bar, buy it then, because that's probably the best bar, but you don't always see it.
Yeah. It's rare. It's got a pretzel in the middle. It's rare.
Does it?
It's really
it does,
good.
Yeah. It's a really good candy. It's
is it
kind of a dark
five kinds of nuts?
No.
Why is there five?
Five ingredients. So I think it's
milk, chocolate,
caramel, peanuts.
Nougat.
Pretzel.
That's just a Snickers.
We ended the show. Why are we describing candy? We had a good ending.
That's just a Snickers.
With a pretzel in it. And they come in their two little bites, too. So you can share it with a friend.
What about
two.
Peanut butter? There's peanut butter in it.
There is peanut butter. You're right.
There's a candy in Bulgaria called a corny.
Yes.
And it's corn, corn like a like popcorn, I think, marshmallow cream, and chocolate, I believe.
That sounds all right. Is it good?
Yeah. I didn't try it, but one day this man was eating it, and I was like, what is that? And he says, you don't know what is corny? For some reason, that really tickled me.
Yeah.
You don't know what is corny?
You don't know what is corny?
Yeah, there
I
you
know
go.
What is corny.
Our producer is Brian Sunny D. Fernandez. You can find us on Reddit, MaximumFun.reddit.com. You can also find us on Facebook, where you can like Jordan Jesse Go or join the Max Fun group. We are on Twitter, Jordan_Morris, Jesse Thorne. Bria Grant. You're just Bria Grant, right?
Hell yeah.
No curveballs there.
Nope.
You're a straight shooter, if nothing else.
Listen, there's no other Bria Grants that I know of.
You're a regular Tom Hanks.
Call me up for your ass-munching needs.
Or to play Mr. Rogers.
Either way.
One of the two.
One of the other.
I bet Mr. Rogers munched ass.
Well, I don't want to presume.
There's something about wife's. His wife's,
wife.
Jordan.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
His wife's.
It's very neighborly.
It's a beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful wife, Mrs. Rogers.
Sure.
That's all. Oh, MaxFunStore.com is where you
get
can
those,
go.
Get those Summer Boys
that
of Summer
Summer Boys
gears.
Of Summer stuff. We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Jesse Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Audience supported.